Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
How did the Italians pronounce your first name?
Bruce. Grande Bruce. That was my name back then. They used to have a little song they'd sing. Because, you know, the soccer games that Roberto Baggio was a big soccer guy there back then. So they threw in my name. I remember singing a song once that they sang at soccer games. I had no idea because I didn't go to the soccer games. And I wasn't a big soccer fan. The guys were telling me, yeah, it's like the song. They just threw your name into it. So that's the way the fans are over there. They stand up and sing half the game. And we had decent support. Our rink probably sat 3,000 people for a town of 2,000. So people would come in, and we usually filled it on a Saturday night. And it wasn't the best rink to watch. Trust me, it had, the sides were open. So it had a roof, but the sides, so it was cold in there. And if it snowed, there'd be snow kind of come in below the goal line at one end. If it snowed at an angle. So it was always interesting. But anyway, you know what? It is what it is. I made it a point of seeing the world when I was over there. So I had a good time, met some good people. My teammates were good guys. We had fun over there.
Where did you go? What did you love the most?
I went to, like I said, I went to Rome, Venice, Florence. I love Florence. They had great leather markets back then, but just the city itself, you could, you know, the old bridges there, and you walk around. I went to Paris, saw the Disney, Euro Disney or whatever in Paris. Switzerland, Lausanne was a hilly city, I think like San Francisco, if I remember the right city. Lots of museums over there I saw. I didn't mind doing that. I liked art. I'm not a big, probably can't name a lot of great artists that, and, you know, just by looking at their paintings, I've seen them, but I did like art. I went to Prague when I was there, Germany. We used to go to Oktoberfest in Munich. It wasn't too far. We could drive there. So saw a lot of different parts of Europe.
Can you retell a story? You're driving home late one night from Venice. You don't want to fall asleep, and you end up calling the game to yourself like you're an announcer on Hockey Night in Canada.
Did I do that? I did, huh? I think what happens over there, well, I know what happens for us to drive back, right? The roads are all, one side of the road is a mountain, and the other side is a hill straight down. So if you're not careful, and people have, you know, passed away over there. One of the players' wives got into an accident, so from another team. So, yeah, pretty good chance I did do that. I don't know if I did. I probably did Danny Gallivan and Dick Irvin from the Montreal Forum. Hello again, everybody. This is Dick Irvin with Danny Gallivan from the Montreal Forum. Tonight, the Boston Bruins are in town. And we'd go on and on. Anyway, I might have had a couple of Wursteiners in me when I wasn't driving, probably. I think I was a passenger, but anyway, good times.
Last thing, your old teammate Billy Gardner, who played in the National Hockey League with Hartford and the Blackhawks, he mentioned one time he felt every player, before he retires, should play at least one season in Europe. Do you agree with him?
He was in Austria, I believe, when I played against him. He might have moved around from there, too. If they can do it, I would highly recommend it. See the world. There's enough places over there, too. If you, I was young, so didn't have children, but there's enough schools over there if you find a big enough place. It would have been a challenge where I was to find a school for kids, so that would have been difficult. But there's plenty of cities over there, countries where you can find, an English school if you don't want them to learn another language, but probably a local school where they could do English and the local language. I think they should learn it. I learned Italian when I was there. Now, I learned French growing up, so it was easy, and the languages are the same. I had a tough time with German because the grammar part of it, I never learned it in English school because I went to a French school. So that was my challenge. But I enjoy talking to people, and I think it's a big world out there. So why not go see a little bit of it?
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.